These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending July 10th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook announced it has removed two disinformation networks and associated accounts and pages. One network had 54 accounts and 50 pages removed from Facebook and four from Instagram. These were posting as false residents of the U.S. state of Florida, discussing political consultant Roger Stone. The second network involved 35 accounts and 14 pages removed from Facebook and 38 from Instagram for creating fake reporters and news organizations in Brazil linked to the office of Brazil's president. Facebook also banned a Canadian PR firm for interference in six Latin American countries and linked a disinformation campaign to an ad agency in Ukraine. Google open-sourced an enterprise vulnerability scanner named Tsunami, designed to operate at extremely large scales with millions of internet-connected devices, so very large enterprises. Tsunami comes in two components, a reconnaissance module that scans networks for open ports, then tests to see what protocols and services are running on them. A second component takes this list of ports and services and runs benign vulnerabilities against them to look for weak points. This module supports plugins, so organizations can add new attack vectors and vulnerabilities to test for over time. Tsunami will not be a Google-branded product and will be maintained by the open-source community. TikTok has pulled its app down in India and now Hong Kong, and the U.S. has made noises about trying to get it banned there. All of this is due to the fact that TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is legally a Cayman Islands company, but its headquarters is in Beijing, China. Wall Street Journal reports that ByteDance is now considering changing its corporate structure, possibly forming a separate board and headquarters for TikTok outside China. TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer, who is also ByteDance's COO, has his office in Santa Monica, California. TikTok says it does not store any data in China, has never been asked by China for TikTok data, and would refuse such a request if it got one. Couple more TikTok stories. TikTok's transparency report says it took down more than 49 million videos globally during the second half of 2019 for violations of either the app's community guidelines or terms of service. That makes up less than 1% of all TikTok videos uploaded in that period. Users in India had the most pulled videos at 16 million, and the United States came in second with 4.6 million videos pulled. Reuters reports the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and the U.S. Department of Justice are investigating allegations that TikTok has not fulfilled a February 2019 agreement to protect user privacy. In that agreement, TikTok promised to delete videos and personal information about users age 13 and younger, among other promises. TikTok says it accommodates users younger than 13 in a limited app experience with additional safety and privacy protections. The UK's official position on using Huawei networking gear in building networks is that it can account for up to 35% of 5G network equipment and cannot be used for core network infrastructure. Britain's digital minister, Oliver Dowden, says that decision is, quote, not fixed in stone, and an update will be given to Parliament before July 22nd. Multiple reports claim the UK's National Cybersecurity Center re-examined those recommendations recently after the US added restrictions on US companies using software, equipment, and designs for chip fabrication for Huawei. This would mean Huawei would have to source chips from other manufacturers, which the UK may not be able to properly vet. Data and analytics startup Palantir said Monday it confidentially filed IPO paperwork with the U.S. SEC. Palantir is a somewhat secretive company. It's unclear what ties it has to government and intelligence communities. It did not say when it plans to go public or provide information on how many shares it might sell or what the price might be. Confidential IPO followings do let companies bypass the traditional IPO procedures that require disclosing financial figures and potential risk. That strategy has been used by Spotify, Slack, and Uber in the past. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down a 2015 amendment to the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, the TCPA, which lets robocalls be made to cell phones by debt collectors on a debt owed to or guaranteed by the United States. Robocalls to cell phones are, according to the court, a violation of the First Amendment in favoring debt collection speech over other types. The court found the government could not differentiate government debt collection speech from other categories. It did find that the TCPA itself can be enforced as long as you sever off the debt collector exemption. Finally, the messaging apps WhatsApp and Telegram are among several companies committed to not processing requests for user data from Hong Kong law enforcement agencies after a new national security law went into effect in Hong Kong July 1st. Facebook-owned WhatsApp characterized this as a pause in processing to review the impact of the law, including consulting with human rights experts. Telegram says it will not process requests until an international consensus is reached in relation to the ongoing political changes in Hong Kong. The new national security law sets up a national security agency in Hong Kong that is not under the jurisdiction of the local government and covers crimes related to secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign collusion. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech News Show wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.